The Rockies made a important decision today, and I guess I'll ask the question, how important is it really? And for more insight on this question, we have Patrick Saunders, our Rockies insider, joining us courtesy of Bet Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. Patrick, thank you for your time once again. Why don't you go ahead and fill our listeners in on what they need to know on the decision that was made at 20th and Blake here just about an hour ago.
Yeah, well, we knew that the interim GM from the Rockies would be an internal candidate. I figured it would be Zach Rosenthal, who's the assistant GM, John Wild, the other assistant GM, or Bill Schmidt, the longtime head scout. It turned out to be Bill Schmidt. A lot of people around baseball are saying good for Schmidty. He's well-known. He's well-liked. He's well-respected. All of those things. So I think it's a solid interim decision. He knows the organization. He knows talent. You know, I'm sure people will quibble about some of his picks through the years. But he's also brought in some of the best players the Rockies have ever seen. So that's, you know, that's fine. Your question about what does he do, how important it is, in my mind, it's extremely important because whoever the interim GM was going to be immediately has a ton on their plate, right? I mean, they've got to make decisions on contracts with Trevor Story, with John Gray, with Michael Givens, potentially Daniel Bard. The draft is coming up in mid-July in conjunction with the All-Star game. So there's a lot of stuff over the next, what, 5-6 months, however long it's going to be until the Rockies find a permanent GM, that this guy is going to have to decide. And it's going to be the next face, at least for a few months, of the Rockies. And this guy has got to be able to, you know, put a good face out there for the franchise. And the franchise, let's face it, right now is not looking very good. So all of those things are important. So we'll see how this plays out.
Patrick Saunders joining us. Patrick, looking at Charlie Blackmon, slow start again. Last year was on fire early. A couple years ago started off slow. Really a slow start for him after 25 games, 81 at-bats, only one home run, batting 198. What are your thoughts on Charlie Blackmon?
Yeah, talked to Charlie a few times already this year. And, you know, I'm a little perplexed. He's starting to heat up a little bit. Last week he had still didn't have any more home runs other than the one earlier in the year. He had a couple doubles, an RBI double. He had a nice game in the Rockies' big blowout win in Arizona. You know, I've asked Charlie, I've asked Bud Black, other people, you know, has he lost bat speed? Is he just getting beat by fastballs? And everybody I've talked to insists that, no, that's not the case. He just has not found his timing. But it's unusual for somebody who is such a student of hitting as Charlie Blackmon to be in a funk for this long. So if this continues much longer without power, without him getting his average up significantly, I think you've got to start, you know, being concerned. Because Charlie, he turns 35 on July 1st. He has a player option on his contract, meaning that if he wants to play, he can play for 2022 and 2023. So, you know, he's the veteran on the club. I don't think he's going anywhere. They need his production. But right now, you know, he's been dropped in the order, and right now he's not the Charlie Blackmon we're used to seeing. I think when the weather heats up and the ball starts flying a little better, we'll see a few more homers from Charlie. But I think it's probably fair to say, you know, he's probably not in his prime any longer.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, he's 34 years old, been doing what he is doing for a long time now. It's obviously going to be something that we'll continue to track. Patrick, does Dick Monfort owe it to his community to speak?
Absolutely.
The Jeff Bride. Why hasn't that happened yet?
I don't know. Like, you know what? I've texted Dick. I've made a formal request through the Rockies to talk. I think, this is my opinion, the reason Dick hasn't talked, he feels like he gets burned every time he talks. And that's his fault, really, because, you know, of his decisions and some of the ways he deals with the media. But if you think about it, after the 2019 season, which was a disaster, they had the three-headed postseason press conference with Breidich, Dick Monfort, and manager Bud Black. And it was a good discussion. I was really glad they did it, but he got beat up pretty good. And then he got really beat up after in the Nolan Arenado post-trade press conference. You know, so that's just the way he is. But yeah, I put in multiple requests. Monfort's got to talk, and Greg Fiesel, who is now the team president, who used to be the VP of baseball, or I'm sorry, of business operations, is now the president of baseball ops. Well, Greg Fiesel needs to talk too, and yes. Bill Schmidt needs to talk. The Rockies, you know, Breidich set a really bad precedent with this team, and that's, you know, he basically shut down communication. And the more controversial things became with Nolan and everything else, the more he wanted nobody to talk. And that just made the relationship with the media and therefore the fans, in my opinion, more contentious than ever. You know, if the Rockies truly want to get out from under this rock that they're on right now, they need to be more transparent. And I know that there's people within that building at 20th and Blake who believe that too. They couldn't say it under the Breidich umbrella, but they said it off the record to me. They know this organization needs to be more fan-friendly and needs to be more transparent. Whether that happens or not, we'll wait and see.
Yeah, Patrick Sauna's joining us. Patrick, Ramil Tapia, he's been great this year. I've been a huge fan for about 3 years now, and – this seems like it might be a breakout year for him. He's got speed. He had a walk-off, I think it was, last week or mm-hmm, so. Mm-hmm. But just talk about him and his development here over the last few years.
He is such a great player to watch. I can understand why you and so many people have been fans of his. He plays all out. He plays with joy. He's a little bit different. He's a little quirky. Mm-hmm. You know, you watch those platinum dreadlocks fly around the bases with him. He's an exceptional ball player, exceptionally skilled player. And it's taken him some time to harness all of that. I know Bud Black and some of the people in the Rockies got frustrated with Tap over the last few years because he would do some things that frustrated him. He'd miss the cutoff, man. He'd throw the wrong base on occasion. He'd get picked off first base. He'd steal when it shouldn't be stealing. He'd chase too many balls out the zone. Sometimes if he hit a home run, his swing would get home run happy. But all of that was essentially just his want to and his enthusiasm. And I think now you're seeing a little bit more disciplined, a little more controlled player, and certainly a more confident player. But he's doing it without losing the flair. And I can see why so many people really love watching him play baseball. I mean, the other night, he had a diving catch down on the line.
That was awesome.
Two stolen bases. Guys, he and Ryan McMahon right now, in my book, are the two guys who are the most fun to watch on the Rockies team.
Yeah, I agree with you. McMahon with 8 home runs and Tapia's hitting .320, which is the 7th best mark in the National League. And he's been, he openly said, I believe in the preseason, that he wants to win a batting title. He has come a long way. He really has. So if you're looking for bright spots, I agree with you there with McMahon and Tapia. Anything else that we need to know before we let you go? I mean, obviously, the Rocks lost 3 of 4 to Arizona over the weekend. They have the Giants on deck that is starting this evening. Anything else that is on your mind or that you're writing about, Patrick?
Well, we're trying to figure out anything more if we're going to hear from the powers that be about Bill Schmidt. I mean, I know Schmidt pretty well. Hopefully he'll talk on the record today or in the next couple days. Trevor Story, scary moment yesterday. Got hit in the index finger, yep. The right hand. Yep. Got taken out, but the x-rays are negative. So no broken bones. We'll see if he's out there tonight. We'll see if they play tonight. It's raining really hard at my house right now. Guys, it's just, you know, don't want to get all doom and gloom with you, but yesterday was kind of a microcosm of the Rockies season, right? Fall behind, I get up early, fall behind, tie it up, give it all back in the eighth inning, and a player gets hurt. You know, Daniel Bard, who's been their best reliever, gets just ambushed in the eighth inning. It was ugly.
Yeah, it was. All right, well, we're going to continue to track it, and we'll talk to you this time next week. Thank you for your time, and look forward to reading you and maybe hearing from the new general manager, Schmidt. So,
okay, guys.
All right, Patrick. There he goes.
Thanks,
Patrick.
Have a good one. Thanks,
there
guys.
There he goes. A Patrick Saunders, Rockies Insider, courtesy of Bet Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino.